With Friends Like These by I Am the Enemy. Read by Silences. Spencer didn't know how or why or even when it happened. The whole thing fucking sucked, especially because he could clearly remember a time when he didn't want to have sex with Brendan Urie. In fact, there was a whole 2 years when Spencer thought of Brendan as nothing more than a slightly annoying friend and bandmate. He remembered those glory days now with fond nostalgia, like the way his mother talked about being able to buy gas for 60 cents a gallon when she was a teenager. The change was slow enough that Spencer didn't know what was happening until it was much too late. And once he knew, he couldn't unknow it. Suddenly watching the reflection of Brendan hamming it up during practice, running a hand underneath his sweaty t-shirt and mugging for the mirrors, made Spencer's mouth go dry. Suddenly, Brendan's stealth cuddling attacks went from being kind of adorable to a superhuman test of Spencer's endurance. Or, to be more accurate, they went from being kind of adorable to being really, miserably adorable. And that right there was Spencer's whole problem. For 2 months after that big realization, Spencer was cranky and confused and turned on, like, constantly, because Brendan Urie wasn't exactly known for his respect of people's personal space. Never before had Spencer been more thankful for the concealing barrier of his drum kit. The best solution he could come up with was a temporary one. "Why are you avoiding Brendan?" Ryan asked, less than a week into Spencer implementing his plan. "I'm not," Spencer answered without looking up from his sidekick. "Are you joking?" Ryan said in his droll monotone. "It's totally obvious, and even if it wasn't, John and I had to listen to Brendan whine about it for, like, half an hour just now. Brendan's a drama queen." "Says the biggest bitch in the kennel," Ryan responded. Spencer snorted. "Like you're one to fucking talk, Ross." Ryan waved away Spencer's comment with an impatient hand. "You're the one that's always telling me to let it go when Brendan does something stupid. Take your own advice." "Huh?" Spencer asked, finally giving Ryan his full attention. "Get over whatever dumb Brendan shit pissed you off. He says he doesn't know what he did, but he also said that when he asked John's fat cousin when the baby was due, so..." "Me and John don't want to listen to his teenage girl angsting anymore, okay?" "Is that what he..." Spencer started, guilt tipping the words out before he could stop them. "No, you're right. I should let it go." Ryan rolled his eyes. Thank God. What did he do, anyway? "Oh, you know," Spencer said casually. "Just dumb Brendan shit." Brendan was lying in his bunk and thumbing listlessly through an old issue of Spin when Spencer found him later. "Hey," Spencer said. Brendan startled and the magazine fell on the floor. "Oh, hey?" Spencer felt another stab of guilt at the uncertainty in his voice. "So, he said, towing the carpet with one white Gucci loafer. "Wanna play Guitar Hero?" "Yeah," Brendan said, getting up so fast that he knocked his head on John's bunk above him. "Oh, shit!" He rubbed his forehead while simultaneously beaming at Spencer. "Yeah, let's play." 4 hours later, Spencer realized, as Brendan slept against his shoulder and he tried to sit as still as possible to avoid waking him, that he was going to need a plan B. They were in a city on the East Coast that wasn't New York or Boston, sitting around in their dressing room an hour before the show, and Brendan was telling one of his typically outrageous stories. "My uncle walks in and he's like, 'What the fuck? There's a fucking monkey in the fireplace! Call the cops! Call animal control! Get my hunting rifle!'" Spencer hugged his stomach as the strength of his laughter threatened to knock the wind out of him. He sucked in desperate breaths and felt John shaking beside him. Across the room, Ryan chuckled and shook his head in disbelief. "All my mom says is, 'Jerry, don't swear in front of the kids.' And my uncle goes, 'Are you kidding me? There's a fucking monkey! In the fucking fireplace! And you're worried about me swearing?' And my mom's like, 'It's all about setting a good example.'" "So what did you do about the monkey?" John asked. Brendan shrugged, as if that part of the story was inconsequential. They locked it in the room and called animal control. The guys who came out said it was the weirdest case they'd ever handled. "That's insane," Ryan said. "That's my family," Brendan corrected with a grin, then abruptly swung to face Spencer. "Hey, Smith, what do you call a guy that hangs out with three musicians?" Spencer narrowed his eyes, sensing a trap. "What?" he asked slowly. "The drummer," Brendan answered, cackling. Spencer threw a water bottle at his head that Brendan easily avoided, still giggling. "I'm going to get ready, Spencer. Spencer, you can't hurt me now. Our fans would be heartbroken, and they'd probably eat you to protect my honor." "Eat me?" Spencer asked, eyebrow raised. "That's what she said," John quickly volleyed. "You beat me to it," Brendan whined as he walked towards the rack of costumes and pulled his shirt up and over his head. Spencer, who was helpless against that kind of temptation, watched the smooth play of muscles along his slender back a moment before forcefully wrenching his eyes away. When he did, his gaze landed on Ryan, who was staring back at him. Ryan, his best friend of 15 years, the one person who knew him better than anyone else. Ryan, who took one look at his face and burst into laughter. Not his usual sardonic snickers, either, but the type of real, hearty laughing that he only seemed capable of in response to Spencer's total and abject humiliation. "Ryan," Spencer warned, feeling his face flush as he tried to convey the message, "I will kill you with my hands." John looked a little taken aback, but Ryan wasn't fazed. "What the hell?" John asked. "Nothing," Spencer said, pitching his voice over Ryan's fucking hysterical laughter. Brendan looked back and forth between Spencer and Ryan a moment before asking, "Is it me?" He ran a self-conscious hand from throat to belly button, causing Spencer to put his head in his hands and Ryan to laugh harder. "Ryan, shut the fuck up," Spencer said from between his fingers. "Seriously, do I have something?" Brendan asked. Spencer is..." Ryan managed between breaths. Spencer gave up on subtlety. "I will kill you with my hands," he said. "Guys, what are we missing?" John asked. "Nothing," Spencer repeated more forcefully. "Inside joke," Ryan added, finally pulling himself together. "You wouldn't understand." During the concert that night, Brendan and Ryan both fell to their knees, Ryan's hand gently cupping Brendan's face as the shrill shriek of hormonal teenage girls echoed around them. When they stood back up, Ryan turned his back to the crowd to face Spencer and gave him a wink. Spencer banged the shit out of his drums. Biggest bitch in the kennel, his fucking ass. "Spence," Ryan whispered, nudging him in his shoulder. He wore sweatpants and a famous t-shirt that might have started out as Spencer's, but got swapped back and forth between them so many times that he couldn't be sure. "Fuck off," he grumbled, but he still made room. Ryan crawled in and turned on his side so that their noses brushed. "Are you pissed at me for flirting with your boyfriend?" "Shut up," Spencer hissed, listening for the telltale signs of Brendan moving across the aisle. "They're both asleep. I checked," Ryan assured him. "I should have figured it out sooner. It's so obvious now why you were ignoring him, how you're always so giggly around him." "What?" Spencer whispered, genuinely horrified. There are many adjectives that could be used to describe Spencer, but giggly was not one of them. "Not like a girl," Ryan added. "Just like you think his jokes are funnier than everyone else's. Whatever, it's one of your things, okay? I totally should have noticed." "I don't want to talk about this." "I think you should go for it." Spencer felt his face heat up at the thought of how that scene would play out. For someone so private, Ryan was the worst kind of busybody, especially when it came to Spencer's life. "No, no, just no. Leave it alone, Ryan." "What's the matter? It's only Brendan. It's not like he'll make it into a big deal or be a dick about it." Spencer squirmed against Ryan's arm around his waist. "It'll... fuck off, Ryan, God. It'll be a big deal to me, okay?" Ryan ducked his head and pressed his grin into Spencer's shoulder. "Holy shit, you're so into him." Spencer closed his eyes. "Shut up, shut up, shut up. You can't say anything to Brendan about this. Fucking promise me, Ross," Spencer said. "I promise," Ryan said, but Spencer didn't trust the look on his face. "Ryan." Ryan sighed loud enough that Spencer became paranoid that someone would wake up. "What do you want me to do? Spit in my palm? Sign something in blood? I'm telling you I won't." "Fine," Spencer said, more to end the conversation than because he actually believed him. He flipped over to face the wall. "Hey," John said the next afternoon while he, Ryan, and Spencer ate day-old pizza for lunch. "I hear you're in love with Brendan now." Spencer choked on the water he was drinking and turned an accusing look on Ryan even as he wiped his mouth on the sleeve of his shirt. "What?" Ryan asked. "I promised I wouldn't tell Brendan, and I didn't." "You're an asshole." "No, I'm the best friend who's trying to get you laid. Showing some appreciation wouldn't hurt." "It would," Spencer replied. "It would hurt you a lot." Ryan snorted. "Whatever, Smith. Like, you fucking scare me. John agrees that you should try with Brendan." "He'd probably go for it," John chimed in. "Well, I can't think of a more compelling argument than that," Spencer said sarcastically. "He'd probably go for it. Awesome. You missed your calling as a motivational speaker, John." "I'm young. There's still time." "How's this for an argument?" Ryan asked, leaning back in his chair and lacing his fingers together around one raised knee. "If you do, you'll probably get to have sex with Brendan, and if you don't, you won't." "I change mine to Ryan's," John said. "When did you two become old ladies?" Spencer asked, in lieu of admitting that was a pretty convincing argument. "We care about you," Ryan said, sounding as sincere as he ever did. "Also, I was pretty bored this morning, so..." John drummed his fingers idly against the tabletop. "Stop talking, John," Ryan said. John shrugged. "Sure." Spencer stood up. "Okay, wow, so we're never talking about this again. And aren't you guys supposed to be warning me about messing up the band?" There was a long silence where Ryan and John just stared at him. Finally, John said, "Dude, you're Spencer. Anything we could say about that, you've already probably told yourself, like, a million times." Well, that was true enough. A few days later, after a show, Brendan was using a towel to mop up the sweat gathered on the back of his neck. "Dude, what's up with all the touching lately, Ryan? You usually like to play hard to get on stage." Fucking sweat-free, fresh-as-a-daisy Ryan Ross smiled from his position on the couch. "I'm trying to make Spencer jealous." "Aw, Spencer," Brendan cooed, turning to face him. "Don't be jealous. Everyone knows you're Ryan's favorite." Spencer rolled his eyes. "First shower," he said. Spencer walked onto the bus and saw Brendan sitting on the couch. "Hey," Brendan said. His hair was damp from a shower and he wasn't wearing any shoes. Unconsciously, Spencer licked his lips. "Hey," Spencer said, feeling skittish. "Where are Ryan and John?" "Not sure," Brendan answered. "Guitar Hero?" Spencer sat down on the edge of the couch furthest from Brendan. "Sure." Brendan handed him the controller and shifted so that his feet were tucked under his legs. "You go first." He was in the middle of setting it up when Brendan spoke again. "So remember last year when you were dating that girl, Rose? Rosie?" "Yeah," he said slowly, sending Brendan a sideways glance. "Obviously you do. I hated that girl. She was a bitch." Spencer thought about Rosie and the way she brought homemade chocolate chip cookies with her the first day she came on tour, because Spencer mentioned missing them. "No, she wasn't." Brendan laughed, sounding choked, and Spencer put down the controller to look at him. Yeah, no, it wasn't a very rational hatred. Okay. What I'm trying to say is that if, hypothetically, you had a thing for me. Fucking Ryan, Spencer said, jumping off the couch. John, actually, Brendan said, visibly brightening. Does that mean you do? Because, I mean, if you did, it wouldn't be, you know, one-sided. Spencer's heart slammed against his chest, and he forced himself to sit back down as calmly as possible. Hypothetically? Right. Hypothetically, it would be two-sided. Like, both sides would be there. Possibly one side would be even more there than the other side, because one side has had a huge crush on the other side for like 2 years, so. Yeah? Spencer asked, feeling a smile begin stretching the corners of his mouth. Yeah, and it's also possible that one side told this to the other side's best friend when the other side's stupid girlfriend came on tour with them, and then he made the friend promise not to tell the other side. Grinning, Spencer curled one hand into Brendan's shirt and the other around the back of his neck and tugged until their lips met. Brendan's mouth was soft and clean and held still for only a second before catching on and kissing Spencer back enthusiastically. They broke apart minutes later, and Spencer laid his forehead on Brendan's shoulder as he tried to catch his breath. Did you understand what I was saying? Brendan asked. Spencer turned to grin into Brendan's neck. Yeah, I got it. Because I kind of lost myself in the middle somewhere. He ran a hand through Spencer's hair, and Spencer sighed. It made sense. Awesome, Brendan said. A second later, Spencer found himself on his back with Brendan smiling down at him. One of Brendan's hands was propping himself up near Spencer's ear, and the other was slipping under the material of Spencer's shirt. Oh. Spencer closed his eyes, words deserting him as he went from being happy to being happy and turned on in the span of one breath. Oh, Spencer Smith, the things I'm going to do to you, Brendan said. His thumb skimmed over Spencer's belly button, sending a shiver of lust straight to Spencer's dick. Seriously, I've had 2 years to think about this, and I've come up with, like, a list. He smiled and then seemed to consider his words. If that's cool with you. Spencer nodded as heat crept up his face. Cool, definitely cool. Spencer had a bit of a list himself, and he wondered for one crazy blissed-out moment if they should make a Venn diagram to compare fantasies. Spence, guess what? Brendan said, grinning down at him with one of those giant, manic grins that made Spencer's insides clench. You're my favorite, too.